Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Washington Post editorial board member Jonathan Capehart published an article called Enemies of Equality. And in this chart that he put forth, he gets that from an organization called Freedom for All Americans. He's trying to point out what he calls a so-called vast right-wing conspiracy. But Capehart is lacking in truth. In fact, many people call this editorial board member a liar. That's not our words. These are other people that are completely on a different end of the spectrum that have also encountered the false writing of Jonathan Capehart in the Washington Post. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, Jonathan Capehart, several weeks ago, published this article pointing out so-called enemies of equality. Now, he didn't get that term on his own. It comes from the Freedom for All Americans website, which is funded in large part, created in large part by the billionaire Paul Singer and also Tim Gill, the founder of Quark. And their whole agenda is to advance the so-called LGBT agenda, including the so-called bathroom bill idea of allowing men to use women's restrooms and so forth. And so that is the group that created this chart, pointing out these so-called conspiracies among right-wing groups. And it listed Liberty Counsel, the Alliance Defending Freedom, Hobby Lobby, and others in this chart. And he published it, regurgitated it, never did any original research, and we called him on the carpet for it. And then he comes back and says, well, they shouldn't protest so much. And he comes back with a second article. And we have to call him on the carpet for that one, too, because it's just as bad as the first, Matt.
Well, first of all, as if there was any there, even if there was this, even if this chart that they created, that fabricated this fictional chart of all these supposed interlocking organizations like Liberty Counsel connected to the Alliance Defending Freedom, connected to, you know, of course, so what? You know, whoa, a bunch of like-minded groups, you know, get together and strategize. That's what the left does all the time. Are you kidding me? You know, if there's a story of a bunch of left-wing groups getting together, they're all commended by the media for, oh, look, great coordination. Look at Organizing for America, how they're working with MoveOn.org and all these progressive. So the point is that even if this were true, it's hilarious that they would make a big deal out of it. It's like some kind of tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. But the Jonathan Capehart would go in, who represents the Washington Post. He's on a board member. He's a talking head for MSNBC. The guy is a radical leftist. He's a homosexual activist. He's just as left-wing extremist as you can possibly get.
Well, one of the things in the chart is that he does that is clearly inaccurate is he has a line from Alliance Defending Freedom,
right,
giving money to Liberty Counsel, and Liberty Counsel
thousands
going out and representing Kim Davis. So he makes it look like we're all connected and that they're funding this Kim Davis thing. Well, we do represent Kim Davis, but we don't receive any funding from the Alliance Defending Freedom. So when we pointed it out, he goes back and says, okay, all right, you got me on that. It's not that ADF gave to Liberty Counsel. Oh, they gave to Liberty University School of Law. That's it. And you were dean at Liberty University School of Law. So that's the connection. And then we go back again and we point out, no, they didn't give to Liberty University School
of Law.
Not a red cent.
Not a red cent. And he then has to try to fudge with that. But he comes up with another article and says, well, you're all enemies of equality anyway. It's like this little kid who can't get his way, and he throws up his hands, and they still won't correct the article. It's just unbelievable.
They want to issue a retraction, and that falls on the Washington Post.
On the Washington Post. And this is an editorial board member. So this is the Washington Post that knows the truth and refuses to acknowledge it.
You know, I like the word you used earlier, Matt, was regurgitated, because that's what it's like. I mean, as a journalist, it's where is the integrity that we're supposed to have, you know, in presenting the facts, doing your research, and doing an appropriate article instead of regurgitating regurgitating or like word vomit, you could say, instead of, you know, an article of integrity.
Hey, guess what, though? This is something that's amazing, is that he did something no one else could do. And you know what he did? He brought the left-wing socialist supporters of Bernie Sanders together with the conservative people on the Liberty Council side and got us to agree on one thing, that he's a liar. And, yeah. And you know why? Because
the Washington Post has lost its credibility.
Yeah,
because
it's amazing because the Bernie Sanders people have also put out information to say during the primary between Clinton and him that Jonathan Capehart did all these lies and all these false reportings, and he wouldn't correct it. And, you know, his homosexual partner used to work for the Clinton organization and campaign. And so that's why Capehart, in his position, is putting out all this pro-Hillary stuff, anti-Bernie Sanders, and distorting, apparently, who Bernie Sanders was or what he was doing. So his supporters got all up in arms saying, you're a liar. In fact, so
liar,
much—
liar, pants and farts, like we used to see as
and
a kid.
So much so, if you Google Jonathan Capehart's name or image, you will find one of his photos. We didn't do it, by the way.
A bunch of them.
And it has liar by it. Somebody else put liar by it. That's amazing.
His pants on
fire? He's united the left and the right, the conservatives and the liberals, the socialists and the Christians, to agree that he's a liar.
Yeah, this guy, Paste magazine writer, Bernie Sanders supporter Shane Ryan, wrote a piece that very carefully detailed and just completely dissected an anti-Bernie Sanders piece that Capehart wrote. And he proves proves demonstrably that he lied, that he knew he was lying. But when he wouldn't, but once he got caught lying, he would just double down.
He doubles down. That's what he did.
Yeah,
with
he
us.
Doubles down. And he says, quote, a dishonest narrative propagated by a supposedly neutral journalist with perfect timing in an attempt to smear Bernie Sanders. That's what he calls it. But then he says, he asks the same question I'm asking. This is the exact question we're all asking. Why wasn't Capehart just admitting that he'd gotten it wrong? Wondered Ryan. And didn't he understand that his attempt to cover his own tracks was blatantly obvious, and that no matter how much expletive deleted he tried to heap on his original mistake, it would only make him look worse? He called his actions rash dishonesty of a journalist with an agenda who had failed to do basic research before printing a smear piece. Doesn't that sentence apply directly to these ridiculous tinfoil hat
and that's the responsibility, and the blame goes directly to the Washington Post,
right?
Because he's an editorial board member. So this now questions the entire Washington Post. If you ever had a question about whether they're objective, I mean, this is the answer to that.
Kills their credibility.
And, you know, I wrote a little article. You wrote an article, Matt. It's gotten a lot of media play because people realize that this is a real problem with the media source being so blatantly biased and lying. I mean, it's one thing to be biased and getting things wrong. It's another thing to lie. And when you get caught in the lie, instead of correcting it, saying, I'm sorry, making a retraction, a correction, you double down and you go deeper, and it makes it even worse.
Well, as I wrote at the end of my piece that you mentioned here, Matt, I think this sums it up. I said, this is shoddy journalism at best and intentional deceit at worst. I'm inclined to believe the latter because while Capehart and the Washington Post have now been fully apprised of Capehart's multiple misrepresentations and both of his, quote, right-wing conspiracy smear pieces have been 100% debunked, they yet refuse to issue any retraction or apology. This betrays both Capehart and the Washington Post as agenda-driven rather than fact-driven.
Yeah, as a journalist, I know that, you know, so much of the media is biased. It's incredible, but this really kills the credibility of the Washington Post.
Yeah, it does. It's not just a mistake. It's not somebody who's just kind of left-leaning. This guy has an ultimate objective agenda.
Yeah.
At the very end, he's got an objective, and he's going to reach it no matter where the truth is. He could have ultimately solved this by making a phone call in the first place when he looked at this chart from Freedom for All Americans. You know, Freedom for All Americans is not a friend of the Judeo-Christian values. They want to push a radical LGBT agenda. They are very determined to do so. They created this chart. He is just good buddies with them, no doubt, so he just regurgitates it. He could have made a call. He didn't make a call. When he gets called on the carpet, he could have said, sorry, I made a mistake. I need to correct my article, but he doubles down. That is just a real eye-opener in dealing with the Washington Post. So don't believe everything you read or hear, because it may be coming, likely is coming, through a very biased, filtered source. For more information, though, and for information that you can count on, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can sign up for one or many of our multiple emails, one for Liberty Counsel, Christians in Defense of Israel, and learn more about the various ministries of Liberty Counsel at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.